If you missed any of the hit list GCSE results surgeries with Canterbury and Broadstairs College, then here are the best bits. The hit list GCSE results surgery special. If you have any questions at all tonight, do get in touch with us. We would love to hear from you at KMFM Official on Twitter and on Instagram. We're going to answer as many of your questions as possible tonight. And as we are talking to our guests, we're going to be putting them on the spot a little bit too. Sorry, Amy. Now I am with Amy, who does marketing at Broadstairs College. Amy, was there a subject that at school you just couldn't get on with, like no matter what you did, you just struggled with it so much?
Mine was graphic design, which is kind of ironic.
Wait, hang on, because you do the marketing, don't you?
Yeah, and we do all the design stuff as well now, so yeah.
Oh, what did you get? Can you remember what grade you got?
I got D.
Did you? Mate, it happens though, doesn't it?
Yeah, my teacher had to teach me how to draw a straight line in year 11.
I'm sorry, what?
I know.
You were taught how to draw a straight line. Yeah. Oh my God, no way. Right, let's take our first question. This is from Ellie in Sandwich.
My brother has just collected his results. He got a few 7s, 6s and 2 5s. Trying to explain to my grandparents tonight, would that be like them getting a few A's, a B and a C? Is that right?
Sorry, Ellie. So, Amy, how does that new grade system work exactly?
Yes, okay, the new grades run like 9 till 1. Well, 9's kind of A star. 8, 7's kind of an A. 6 to 5 is a B. 4's kind of a C grade. 3's a D. And 2 and 1 are kind of E, Fs, Gs. So it's kind of on that higher A, lower A, higher C, lower C.
So what Ellie said, basically she got it right there, that it equals, like you said, the A's, the B's, the C's.
Yep, 100%.
And they were changed in 2017, I think, weren't they?
Yeah, so it's been a couple of years now.
Now we have got a little question here from Emma in Hive.
Hi, I'm in year 10 and I'm wanting to go to college next year, but I've been told my results are going to be too low. Will that be an issue getting into college? Like, what do I need to do to get in to go? And will there be a test I need to do to get on my right course?
So does it matter if Emma's predicted grades are too low?
No, it doesn't matter at all. At college, we offer a range of courses at different levels, and students enrol on these courses depending on the GCSE grades that they get. Our careers advisors will work with students to find a course that's right for them and a course that suits them. And the good thing is they can work on maths and English GCSEs alongside to improve those grades if they need to.
It is really important actually to talk about predicted grades, because obviously a lot of when you're applying depends on your predicted grades. How much do predicted grades actually matter?
Well, obviously they're predicted, so that's not what you will get. This young lady has time to improve on those grades. She's only in year 10. And there's always something that you can do. Like Lucy said, the entry levels that we'll put you on will depend on those grades, but we can help you upskill on your maths and English alongside. So.
And ultimately, I mean, they are just, like you said, predicted grades. They're not her actual grades. So she could, you know, work wonders and do much better than what she was predicted.
Yeah. Well, every year we have students come in who've actually done a lot better than they thought they would. So, yeah, there's plenty of time.
Now, if you're unsure whether your predicted grades are okay for the course you want to study, it is worth popping in and talking to a careers advisor at either Canterbury or Broadstairs College. Now, I'm here with Jonathan and Ash, who respectively went to Broadstairs and Canterbury Colleges. Jonathan, you're studying sport and Ash, yep. Media production. Am I right?
Yep.
Yeah. Now, Jonathan, what subject did you hate when you were at school?
Oh, I hated maths.
Did you? Why did you hate it so much?
Because I just wasn't really good with numbers at all.
Really?
I struggled with all the topics there. I got a 3 in the end.
Did you? That's not bad though.
Yeah, not bad.
A 3 is pretty good. And Ash, what about you?
I'd say Spanish.
Really? Why didn't you like Spanish?
I just didn't get on with the tutors and it was something I struggled to learn.
Really? Can you remember any Spanish at all now?
Hola, me llamo Ash.
What does that mean, Ash? Literally, the only Spanish word I know is sangria. And that is literally it, just sangria. Now, Jonathan, let's talk about how you went about choosing the course that you are currently studying.
Choosing sport at the minute is because of it's local and I've been doing sport for most of my life. And I thought it was really good because it's good education at Broadstairs College.
So it's quite a natural decision for you because you were already really enjoying sport and stuff like that.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, and were you studying anything previously at all that kind of led on to that?
Yeah, motorsport last year. I just struggled with that, and then I thought sport because of doing it most of my life, and I thought it was the right path for me.
Did you pick sport afterwards just because it was a bit more general and it covered kind of more sports instead of just motorsport specifically?
Yeah, and because I knew most of it about it, I thought it would be easier for me.
Oh, really? And what do you love about your course at the moment?
It's just more healthy and then get health for you and everything like that.
Yeah, it gets you outside, gets you active.
Active, yeah.
And Ash, what about you? How did you go about choosing the course that you're currently on?
I was previously doing a different course and I was looking to progress, but due to travel problems of getting to the other locations that carried on with that level 3 course, I kind of looked at other courses that had done media and video editing because I'd previously done something that involved doing that and it was a passion of mine. So I looked at doing media at college and kind of spoke to her tutors and saw what course was best for me.
So it's because you kind of did that little project that you did that involved media that you thought, actually, I really enjoy this. I kind of want to pursue it.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, it's amazing. And are you really enjoying it now, the course?
Yeah, it's very good.
What's your favourite thing about it, would you say?
It's probably learning to do different things like recording and editing videos, how to record audio on a different device and add it into a video.
Of course, because media encompasses so much, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Now, what I really, really love about the Broadstairs College and Canterbury College websites is how useful it is for this, especially if you're not quite sure what you want to do, because there's a lovely little tab that says Explore Your Future. And if you click on it, you can pick how old you are and what you're interested in. So, for example, if I just do it now, I'm going to pick professional catering. There we go, professional catering, just in case I fancy a change of career, which you can actually study at Broadstairs College. And then there's all this really, really helpful info about what potential careers you could do with that course and how much you might earn. Professional contacts as well, which is really, really handy. So if you go onto the website, it's ekcgroup.ac.uk and click on Explore Your Future. You can have a little look at what you could be studying, which is really lovely. Huge congratulations if you picked up your GCSE results today. I bet you are absolutely buzzing. Now, I am here with Laomi. Now, Laomi, you've just finished studying performing arts at Canterbury College, but what did you really not like at school? What was like your nemesis?
I would say PE, because I was either too competitive or not competitive enough, so definitely PE.
What about PE did you not like?
I mean, it was the bleep test, I think.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Oh. I'd always get to maybe 5 and then I'd be out of breath and everyone going up to 10. And I think dodgeball, because once I was out, I was such a sore loser. So
dodgeball, yeah. It hurts.
I mean, we use softballs.
Okay.
But then again, I did fracture my thumb from using a hardball.
Oh, base.
Yeah.
Well, that's not nice.
No, it really wasn't. Year 7 as well. So I would definitely say PE.
Oh, yeah. Me too. I hate PE as well. Now, we've got another question in. This is from Charlie in Ashford.
Hi, KMFM. My name's Charlie and I picked up my GCSEs today. I just wanted to know what the main difference is between sixth form and college is, because I'm struggling to decide.
Oh, so Laomi, what is the main difference between sixth form and college, would you say?
So the main differences between sixth form and college is that sixth form, you can choose 3 subjects or 4 to study. So that could be anything between politics, sociology, health and, you know, whatever. And with college, you can choose to specialise on one subject. So like for me, I chose performing arts because I thought, okay, I can dedicate all my 3 days a week, or however long, you know, your college says you have to be in to study that curriculum in your college. So that's what I decided to do.
What about the social aspect? Is there any difference in like how many people go to college versus sixth form?
I would say sixth form is more, because it's obviously at your secondary school or someone else's secondary school. It's more kind of like you're surrounded by, you know, younger people, and you only really have people of your age or of your like social like interest in sixth form. So your social pool is kind of smaller, and you know, you kind of have to go out of your way to really interact and to socialise. Whereas as college, you know, you're kind of you're in the same boat as everyone else, and you're the first person, you're like your only person on your course. So it's definitely more like, okay, a lot of fish in the sea, and you're trying to find out who you are, and everyone's in the same boat really. So it's more kind of like
a bigger variety of people to kind of like mix with and kind of see if you want to be their friend, basically. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And what about next steps after college? Is it possible to go to university after college?
Yes, definitely. I mean, there's a huge myth where if you go to college, you can't go to university. Well, it all generally depends on UCAS points, depending on what you get on your final grade, like anything else. If you get higher than a pass. So like with me, I'm going into university and I did go to college, and it depends on your what grade you have to meet in the criteria. So and that would be equivalent to A levels, such as like BTEC or UAL, and you'd have to get anything beyond a B or a C, and it just goes from there. It all depends on your university.
So it's complete myth, basically. Yeah. So you can definitely go to university
100%.
After you've been to college, 100%. Obviously, if you're at home and you're still not quite sure whether you want to go to college or a sixth form, it's really, really worth going along to an open day at the colleges. The 28th of August is Canterbury College's open day, and the 5th of September is Broadstairs College's open day. And there'll be loads of student ambassadors available to answer questions at both open days as well. It's really, really important to say, I think, this evening that college isn't necessarily for everyone. You've obviously probably realised by now that there are loads of different options, whether it's A-levels that you want to do, maybe a college course or an apprenticeship. It's really, really important to take some time to think about it properly and think what is right for you and what you want to do. But if you're thinking college is right for you, why should those who receive their results today consider college, Lucy?
Well, college is just a really great place for meeting new people and making a fresh start. It's also really good for preparing you for university. Canterbury College, for example, is located in a student city, and we also offer a range of higher education courses that a lot of our students can progress onto when they finish their further education.
Now, I was saying I went to college and I found it really, really helped me to learn sort of independently and make an effort to kind of do my own work at home and that sort of thing. And what about you, Amy?
Yeah, I think college is very hands-on and practical, so you get to take part in like practical lessons and lots of work experience. Like at Broadstairs, we've got our own hotel, so...
Oh, that's exciting. So is the hotel for students sort of studying catering and those sort of practical courses?
Yeah, so catering students work in there, the hair and beauty students work in the salon, the hotel and business events students do some work up there as well. So yeah, lots of opportunities to get hands on.
Oh, that sounds absolutely wonderful. So you can come along and stay in the hotel presumably as well and be sort of waited on by the students.
Yes, yeah, it's open to the public, so the Yarrow Hotel.
Oh, I'm going to come along and get a treatment in the salon. That sounds absolutely brilliant. Of course, if you want any more information at all about any of the courses available at both colleges, you can get to the website right now, ekcgroup.ac.uk. That's ekcgroup.ac.uk.